ever. Alfred Russel Wallace. Now, that's a name which you may or may not be familiar with. I have to say, or rather embarrassingly so, I've no idea who this chap is. Well, pretty much everyone's heard of Charles Darwin, but what about Wallace, who developed the idea of evolution at the same time and who seems to be all but forgotten? Well, Dr. John Van Wy is from the Cambridge-based Darwin Online website, who often talks to us and joins me in the studio. Morning to you, John.
Morning.
Does it mean I'm an imbecile if I don't know who Alfred Russel Wallace is, John?
No,
be honest. Don't be afraid.
No, of course not. The problem is that Darwin is so immensely famous, even today, that Wallace appears to be obscure in comparison to him, but he's still a very famous scientist from the 19th century. He co-discovered evolution by natural selection with Darwin. He's the one who prompted Darwin to publish the theory when he did.
So he is just as deserving as being the author of the theory of evolution as Darwin, or not?
He's just as deserving as being the discoverer and the author of the theory, yeah. But during their lifetimes, Darwin was more famous than Wallace, because Darwin is the one who published The Origin of Species, and it was his book and all of its evidence that convinced the scientific community that evolution was true. So Wallace, to the end of his life, always maintained Mr. Darwin deserves most of the credit. So I fully agree that we need to remind people who Wallace was and just how important he was. I mean, he was a fantastic scientist. He was actually in Southeast Asia, what is now Malaysia and Indonesia, where he discovered evolution by natural selection on the spot. Unlike Darwin, where everyone thinks he went to the Galapagos Islands and saw these finches in their beaks and discovered. That's not true. He didn't discover evolution out there. He was back in London in a dusty study, you know, thinking back over his experiences. And then he came up with the idea. But Wallace was actually in the field, in the jungle. And so Southeast Asia, where Wallace was, that really is evolution ground zero, because it was discovered there. And later this year, I'm going to be setting up a new project, Wallace Online, so that we can redress this problem, making Wallace's writings more widely known to a large...
Have you defected? Are you
I'm sticking to Darwin Online, of course, but Wallace Online is a project that needs to be done, because not enough people know about Wallace. He wrote one of the most popular scientific travels of the 19th century, The Malay Archipelago. It's a fantastic book. He was a brilliant writer, and I think the more people know about him, the better.
So how can we all know Darwin? We don't know this chap. Is it a question of social prejudice?
Well, a lot of people say that. A lot of people say that, well, you know, Darwin was the privileged one, which he was, and Wallace was a poor working class boy. Well, he wasn't really, but he was self-taught, and he had to work for a living. Darwin never did. Darwin had family wealth. Wallace was out in Southeast Asia to make a living. He was collecting butterflies and bird skins and sending them back to London to sell to make a living. So he worked from his science, and he worked really hard throughout his life. He had a hard life, had a lot of work to do to keep his family supported, and he wrote his science books for a living. You know, he had to live from his own work. Whereas Darwin, you know, he could work on his studies at his own pace.
So why is Darwin number one?
I think the reason Darwin is number one is because he's the one who, through his book, Origin of Species, and on his many other books, is the one who convinced the world that evolution is true. And Wallace himself said many times, competition between Darwin and me. We discovered it together, but Darwin deserves the credit, not because he was 20 years before me with the idea. He deserves the credit because he's the one who did the work of convincing the world that evolution is true, and I struggled with him. And together, yeah, they did it.
What was Wallace looking at when he had this sort of epiphany out in Indonesia?
Well, he was collecting just about everything out there, particularly beetles, butterflies, birds, and he noticed that, you know, there's thousands of islands out there, and he's traveling all around them, and he noticed that there's some things on some islands and not on other islands, and there's some really weird puzzles. In fact, he later discovered what's now called Wallace's line, that on one side of this strait, you've got sort of these kinds of creatures, and on the other side, they don't happen. And the environment seemed pretty much the same trees, jungle. Why should that be? So all these puzzles that just don't seem to make sense. And it's these things that lead him gradually to figure out that it must be that evolution has happened.
Did you see that David Attenborough show, Life, on TV last night?
I haven't seen it yet, no.
Oh, there's an amazing bit with capuchin monkeys?
Yeah.
Which use tools to crack these nuts, and it's incredible, and it really is. I mean, you really see evolution at work there when you're staring at them using tools. It's brilliant. John, good to talk to you as ever. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks.
That's Dr. John Van Wy from the Cambridge-based Darwin Online website. What's the address, John, before you leave
us? Darwin-online.org.uk.
Excellent stuff. 8:30 here on the Jeremy Salas Breakfast Show.